GCSE.
Online on 95.2 and on digital.
BBC Radio Oxford.
It's now 10 past one. Now, Oxfordshire is getting two new radio stations. Ofcom have granted FM licences for community radio stations for the Witney area and for Tame. Witney Radio already exists online, whilst Red Kite Radio will launch from a studio at Haddenham Garden Centre. And Mark Chappell is one of the founders who joins me now. Mark, hello.
Afternoon to you, Nick. I'll be getting up to speed on my gardening skills being based there.
I am sure you will, as long as you're not in the greenhouse, as long as it's nice and cool for you.
Yes,
tell me the story of how Red Kite Radio came into being then.
We came into being through a connection with beer, if I'm absolutely honest with you, which isn't a bad one. Haddenham has hosted for a number of years now a very, very successful beer festival, which has grown so much that last year it passed the £200,000 mark in terms of fundraising, and all the money raised goes to good causes in the area. Not just Haddenham, Tame and all the surrounding villages on that sort of Bucks-Oxfordshire border. And a number of people in the village of Haddenham went to the founders of the beer festival and said, hey, we'd like to give you a radio station so you can promote the beer festival. And on the 19th of June this year, the fourth broadcast will hit the airwaves. It'll be a two-week broadcast in the run-up to the beer festival, which takes place in the village of Haddenham in July, on the 2nd of July this year. It's a big, big event. It's one of the biggest one-day beer festivals in the UK now. And the broadcast starts on the 19th of June. And we kind of thought, well, it's really successful. And they've seen an increase in takings on the day because of the radio station and the publicity. Plus, it's brought the community together in terms of talking about community groups and schools and the churches, and we thought maybe we'll go for a community license. And this is a full-time 5-year license granted by the government regulator Ofcom for a not-for-profit radio station, and we've just found out that we've been awarded that license, which means that we'll be able to continue supporting the beer festival, but we'll be able to support both of them now and all the other charities as well, Nick.
Excellent. What's it going to sound like? I've got sort of things like Red Red Wine and the Sideboard song by Chaz and Dave. Got my beer in the sideboard here. You're going to play all that kind of music or what?
Oh, I'm sure we will. It's an interesting... It's a broad church in terms of what we play. We've slightly pitched ourselves older over the last couple of years with the music we play, because that's what we found people wanted in Haddenham and Tame. And the reason partly for our being is also to bring the two together, because Haddenham's on one side of the border, Tame's on the other side, two different county councils, different MPs, but yet they have so much in common. People travel to either one for work. There's Haddenham and Tame Parkway, the railway station, and that was very much the pitch for our application to the regulator when we were saying, look, we think this area deserves something that will bring it together, because people in Haddenham often get lumped in with Aylesbury, but they tend to look to Tame for a lot of things, and Oxfordshire. So it's about bringing the two together. So we're not going to compete with you guys as such, but we're going to be offer something very different.
the more the merrier. It keeps us all on our toes, dear boy. It really does. Is this run entirely by volunteers then, Mark?
It is. We're hoping, we were very realistic in our financial projections. We have a limit on how much money we can take from advertising, and that's to protect a nearby commercial radio station. A very, very good one in Aylesbury. It's been there for many years, and they do a great job serving their audience, and they have something there to protect them. So we'll only be able to earn a small amount from advertising. The rest will be from grant schemes, and hopefully the beer festival, if we're successful with them, one of their grants. So we're limited on staffing, so we're hoping to have at least one full timer who will be a presenter. It's hopefully will be one of our co-founders who will be on the air and talking to people in the community, but there'll be volunteer opportunities as well, and training schemes as well.
Wonderful. When does this all start then, this 5-year license then?
Well, that's a very good question. We've got the 2-week broadcast for this year's beer festival coming up in June, so we'll probably have discussions in the next few weeks as to sort of timescale. I suspect we'll be on air before next year's beer festival, because it's very expensive to stage those short-term broadcasts.
Yeah, of course.
Hopefully by next summer.
And finally, every radio station should have their own website. What's yours, Mark?
It's redkiteradio.com. At the moment on there, we're just shouting about the good news, and we'll have contact details up there as well, so people can get in touch with us and find out more.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Sounds excellent. Cheers. That's Mark Chappell from Red Kite Radio, broadcasting full-time soon. It's 14 minutes past one. It's BBC Radio Oxford.